Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 6 of the Minds Library. I'm going to be jumping straight into the content for today, and this is an idea that has not only helped me immensely when it comes to reducing the emotional whirlwind that is life and that is interacting with other people, but it's also allowed me to stay truly aligned with my own morals and values and become soundboard for positive change, not only in myself but in other people. So this concept is life-changing in a sense if you choose to take it on into your life and listen to this idea and see these new perspectives and take action in implementing them into your lives, you will see positive results. So the idea I'm discussing today is the concept that we are all from the same awareness. So may sound a bit airy-fairy, but I'm just going to jump in and start explaining these ideas, and I hope it will make sense to you. So, yeah, let's jump in, and I can't wait to hear the feedback from this episode because this idea has played a huge role, as I said, in my own personal growth and when it comes to like emotional stability and not having the, when you're having interactions with people and you get those instantaneous emotional responses that are exhausting and make you feel attacked by someone else or judged by someone else. This really plays a role in over time with practice and with conscious awareness, it eliminating those emotional responses, which, as I said, allows you to respond in a place of maturity to the situations that happen around you and also maintain that responsibility that I like to talk about when it comes to the fact that you always have control over your emotional responses and the way you choose to perceive the world around you. So, without further ado, the perspectives and ideas that I'll share with you today, they, as I said, they aid in reducing and eliminating the emotional whirlwind of unsolicited or unexpected interactions with others. So, I'm talking about toxic traits, I'm talking about someone being selfish, someone lying to you, or like I'm talking about those hard conversations we have with friends and family where you just were treated, maybe you were treated in a place of disrespect or you weren't treated how you were expecting to be treated. And that always leads to, as I said, those responses of anger and sadness and irritation and those heavy emotional responses that take a lot of our energy and they are the key builders in resentment. So this is going to help you with reducing the carrying of emotional response like that and instead allow you to like flow through the experience of these tough interactions you have and stop carrying the emotional weight of these experiences, which will lead on to, as I said, a more mature and objective response, which can actually not only aid in your own emotional clarity, but also aid in positive change, whereby the person who has you have perceived as done you wrong or treated in a place, a way of disrespect, you'll actually become a sounding board or a safe place for them to potentially change their behaviors. So that's fucking awesome because we're here for positive change and we're here to be that place for people to come and go, I'm going to be a better version of myself today. So this will help you improve your relationship with others, and it'll also help you, most importantly, improve your relationship with yourself because your relationship with yourself is the foundation of how you treat other people and the impact that you can make because you are only as capable as you believe yourself to be. So yeah, I'm going to jump into it right now. So basically, I used to get so wound up in this idea of, when people would say, oh, other people can't make you feel anything. And I used to like, I was like, I believe it, but I don't know how to harness that because I'm still feeling things when people are talking to me and I'm still getting upset, angry, irritated. I'm carrying this weight. And here I am trying to understand how we are the only ones responsible for our feelings, but I'm failing to see how that's the case because, as I said, I'm constantly, this is my past, and still happens to this day. Of just like carrying emotional weight, when someone would treat me in a place, as I said, that didn't align with my own morals and values, the emotional response was like just straight away. So I was like, well, even though I'm aware that I'm feeling like shit now because this person has behaved in this way, therefore it must be the way that that person behaved that made me feel this way. But it's always our perception that makes us feel a certain way. So even though the person that you're interacting with may have very well treated you in a place that isn't respectful, they may have disrespected you, it's always how you perceive it. So I'm just going to come up with an example here of an experience. So say you and a friend are going to a party and you decided you're going to share an Uber together. So you're like, yeah, let's get an Uber together to a party. It's a pretty far drive, so we'll get the Uber together to save some money and we'll just split it. And your friend's like, yep, sounds amazing, awesome. So you book the Uber and off you guys go to the party. All's good in the world. And then the next day you're like, oh, you know, can you just send me over the money for the Uber? And your friend's like, oh no, I thought you were covering that. And you're just like, well, what? So instantly you're going to have this emotional response come up, like, how dare they do that? Like, you know, you clearly recall having the conversation where you were going to split an Uber and they said it was fine. And now they're saying, nah, that's on you. And as I said, like, for me personally, that doesn't align with my moral compass, because I wouldn't see myself doing that in a situation with a friend. Like, that's just not respectful to me. So therefore, that's going to encourage straight away a response of being upset, being angry, feeling taken advantage of, which you very well may have been. Boundaries are separate to this. As I said, what I'm explaining right now is an experience. This could be the first time your friend has done this. So I'm just going to quickly interject what I'm saying and say that if you're constantly being treated with disrespect like this, that's when you need to be implementing solid boundaries and potentially eliminating people from your life that aren't serving you. And that's going to be a separate episode. In fact, next week I might talk about boundaries, but for now I'm talking about interpretation of events so we can reduce the emotional strain on ourselves. As I said, I think it's pretty fair in this situation to be upset at your friend, like, wow, you did say you were going to help me pay for this Uber and now you're saying no, you have to pay for it. That's not respectful. So what we're looking to do here, though, is reduce the emotional strain on ourselves. Because, as I said, carrying the emotions of anger, sadness, irritation, all those emotions that build to resentment are fucking exhausting. And also, emotional responses like that always come from the perception that your friend is in the wrong. That is also, as much as it seems in this scenario, pretty solid to say that, like, your friend has literally just texted you back saying, hey, no, I'm not paying for that Uber. We didn't discuss that, even though you did. Like, it's very much clear to assume there that, hey, like, this is fair for me to be upset. So, yes, I agree it is. So how to process this, though, in a way that is going to be serving of you and of them. If this is a first-time occurrence, don't make an assumption straight away. If this is a text message, you need to talk to them. I always say over the phone or in person is better than texting, because you just don't get the tone. You don't get a lot from texting. So I would say at the very least, a phone call if this is a good friend that you want to have in your life. As I said, if this friend in this example has always treated you with respect and hasn't crossed a line for you or a boundary for you yet, always give people the benefit of the doubt. Don't just jump straight to this heavy response of being hard done by, because as I said, it does more damage to you because you're carrying that shit. And also, it can lead to the breakdown of a friendship or something. May very well have been healthy, but there could have been a one-off thing. So as I said, depending on the availability of you being able to see them in person, I would see them in person, or as I said, give them a phone call and be like, hey, look, I just wanted to reach out to you because I do remember when we were saying we're going to this party that we were going to split the Uber, and you may have forgotten, you may not have, but I'm just letting you know that did happen. And I just want to know how you are, what's going on. You know, have you not been getting enough hours at work? Have your bills been through the roof this week? Are you having financial difficulties that are leading to you not being able to pay me for the Uber? Always give people the benefit of the doubt. And this response is what plays out, an example of what would play out in my head in a situation like this. This is a theoretical situation, but what I'm saying is I'm giving you an example of how my mind would work in that. So this is my mind that I've actively and with awareness conditioned to respond in such a way. Because as I said, I realize that emotional buildup of anger is just not helpful for me. So my response to the text reply would be, whew, okay, wasn't expecting that. Let's not jump to conclusions. This person hasn't treated me with disrespect before. So I'm going to assume that they're in financial difficulty because that's why they're not wanting to pay the $20 or whatever for the Uber. As I said, reaching out and checking in with this person. Hey, look, first being solid in the fact that, yeah, look, we did have a conversation. You did say you were going to split the Uber with me, regardless of whether you remember that or not. Yes, that happened, but I'm actually just reaching out to you right now because I want to know if you're okay. I want to know how you're going financially. I know we did agree to split the Uber, but I just want to know what's going on your end there and want to know like your reason as to why you aren't going to be paying me for this Uber. And that opens a door right now for the opportunity for your friend to explain themselves. And you haven't prejudged them and pre-confined them to being a villain. You're showing them that you're open to hearing their ideas and open to hearing about them and how they're going. And as I said, this can open a window for so much conversation, so many conversations you may not have even realized. Like, it could very well be like, hey, look, my brother, he was in a car accident last night. Repairs are costing an arm and a leg. And being the good sibling I am, I'm chipping in some money there for that for him because, you know, it sucks. And yeah, I was pretty stressed out about money in that time and that in that moment when I messaged you, and I know, look, I know it wasn't fair for me to do that. And then you can have like an open discussion because look, like for me personally, if I'm with a good friend and they agree to pay something with me and this doesn't happen over and over again, this is a one-off experience, and then they have a good reason to not chip in, I'm probably going to be like, look, you know, that sucks, man. You're a great sibling. And yeah, look, that's true. It wasn't the best way that you went about it, but I'm here for you. And next time something comes up, you know, I'd appreciate that maybe you chip in for me, or maybe you'll just let it slide and just go, hey, look, don't worry about it. But as I said, just be aware of patterns. And if you do end up getting treated like that over and over and it becomes a pattern, you need to step in. But I'd say for a first time experience in this particular scenario, I would personally just be like, yeah, that's fair, man. That's fair. Don't worry about the $20. You know, you and your brother are really close and I'm just glad he's okay. Like, that can be an example of how things could play out. And it could be very well, like, as I said, that your friend might be like, you know, nah, didn't hear that conversation, thought it was on you, and you know that they heard it. That's when you need to be aware, hey, look, this person, the way they're treating me, it's probably not the type of friendship that I want. You know, that's another scenario, but that's what I'm trying to get at here. Your initial response when it comes to the mistreatment of you and, as I said, people acting out of alignment to your moral compass, it's very easy to quickly jump to conclusions that are based on the fact that you are the victim and they are the villain. And responding like that, like having that as an automatic emotional response, as I said, is exhausting. So I want you to be aware of that. Next time you feel hard done by, think about what you're thinking about that person. You're like, that's always based on a judgment that you may not have all the evidence for. So try to remove that. Try to be like, okay, look, in the example of the Uber, as I said, you could easily be like, wow, what a great friend. You know, Jesus, what a cheapskate. And then you could even, as I said, friendships can end over shit like this. People can get walled up, resentful, and not speak their truth to their friend. And then these little things will build up into the point where your friendship won't be a friendship anymore because nothing was communicated. Whereas a simple phone call or in person about this, and as I said, stepping in your boundaries. So this is where the boundaries are coming in. So as I said, like you do have to step in your boundary here. You have been pushed out of your boundary because you said, hey, look, let's split the Uber. And then your friend's gone, nah. So you've been pushed out of a boundary. That's an example there. But it is your responsibility to remain in your boundaries and remain in your boundaries with compassion. And that's why I say, like, don't assume the worst. Like, as I said, I think it's just healthier, even if it's not true, to initially assume a scenario where you're giving someone the benefit of the doubt. But I'm not saying fold over and just like bow down to your friend. I'm saying step in your boundaries, but do it with compassion. As I said, I do remember, I know we had this conversation about splitting the Uber. That's you reaffirming, hey, this was my boundary. I know we had this conversation. Now I want to hear your side. That's what that conversation is. And now giving them the opportunity to share their side. And as I said, based off their response is where you're going to make an informed decision about your next action. And if I gave you the example, based off the example of having an expense come up last minute, that may have caused financial pressure in that moment for your friend. I think that's reasonable, but it could very well be, as I said, the other response of like, what are you going to do about it? Yeah, nah, didn't hear that. What are you going to do? Like, that's when you need to go, okay, do I need friends like that in my life? As I said, that's when you make informed decisions. But emotional responses when it comes to not being treated how you're expected or unsolicited in the sense of you are being treated with disrespect, your emotional response is almost always based off assumptions because you haven't had a full conversation about how you are treated. Just because your moral compass is how you live doesn't mean that other people are the same, and also doesn't mean that they show that in the same way. So you need to be open to having those conversations with people and seeing their point of view. And as I said, not only will this improve your relationships, it will help you reduce the emotional energy that is wasted in day-to-day experiences because we are so quick to judge and so quick to respond. So that's the process that I'm speaking about, and that's a process that I encourage you to test out next time you find yourself having these harsh emotional responses. Go, hey, is my emotional response based off fact, or is it based off me thinking the worst of this person? And now if I go on to the next part that really helped me with understanding this and breaking this down and making this a part of my daily response to situations, is the idea that what I want you to do next time this happens is I want you to remove the other person from the equation. So next time you're being treated in a way that you weren't expecting to be treated, I want you to pretend that you're just versing yourself here. I want you to pretend that the friend refusing to pay you for the Uber, I want you to remove them, and I want you to put you there. I want you to pretend that you're versing you, because that's ultimately what's happening. How you respond to other people all the time, how you emotionally respond to their behaviors is always how you emotionally respond to your own behaviors. So look, let's be real here. None of us are perfect. We all have times where we are selfish. We all have times where we take advantage of other people. We all have times where we are harsh to judge, you know, quick to act, slow to think, and none of us are perfect. So what I'm trying to say is, no matter how perfect you think you are, you're always going to hurt people. Like, it's going to be it's part of being human. And it's a part of this way we are, that we all interpret things differently. We all perceive things differently. And you can't avoid it. You're always going to be the bad guy in someone else's story. So that is really great way to look at it, because ultimately, acknowledging that you have the same traits inside of you, acknowledging that, look, when you're in a place of financial burden, you're going to be less inclined to acknowledge your prior commitments when it comes to money, because you're, as I said, in an emotional place of fear, or you're just like not sure what to do, so you react without processing properly. In this example, I'm putting myself in the shoes of the person who hasn't paid me for the Uber. Put yourself there. Okay, I'm versing me right now. Why am I not paying the other $20, dollars? What am I going through right now that's leading me to not behave in a way that I'm usually aligned with? And as I said, it's usually strain. Oh shit, okay, maybe I'm under some form of financial pressure. That's the only reason I can think that I wouldn't pay me. As I said, that's a great way of looking at it. Remove the person and put yourself there, and that allows you to step into their shoes, because right now you're stepping into your shoes. And it's easier to step into our shoes because we know how we experience things and how we perceive things. So remove your friend next time and step into your own shoes. Put yourself in their position. And literally, like, okay, remove your friend. You're the one who's just treated yourself like shit. Okay, what is your environment like that has led you to behaving in such a way? And then shit, okay, that's you. That's the only way I can see it. Now, that's how you reach out to your friend and go, hey, look, are you okay financially? Because as you said, that's the only way you can perceive that you would treat you like that. And as I said, that's a great way of kind of getting in that mindset of being able to see things from another perspective and genuinely embody that, so you have a more positive response. So not only is this figuratively how I like to look at things and how I think you should implement this idea of shifting how you perceive and respond, but it's also true because, as I said, we all have these traits inside of us. We are all from the same awareness. That's why I'm calling this episode, we're all from the same awareness, because we all have the ability to treat others like shit. And we all will have periods in our life where we let other people down, where we don't act out in alignment to our own morals and values, and we treat people like shit. It's inevitable. We are humans. We can try to be perfect, but we all see things from different perspectives, so we're always going to be in a place, like there's going to be a time where you offend someone and where you treat someone how they don't deserve. So remembering that is key to this, because now you need to think about it like, shit, okay, I'm going to have times in my life where I treat people how they don't deserve, and what would I want? Basically, look, I've had moments where I've treated friends, you know, not how they deserve to be treated, and look, you've got to own it. And as I said, part of that being human is owning where you've gone wrong and going, hey, look, I fucked up. But I would wish and I would hope that my friends would be able to extend compassion to me and understand that I'm human and that I make mistakes. So knowing that that's how I'd want my friends to respond to me if I'm in a place of, you know, for example, financial difficulty, then yeah, like, it's like, shit, that's how I'd want to be treated. So let me treat my friends how I would want to be treated in that situation, because that's exactly how you do treat yourself. We are talking to ourselves 24 hours a day. Like, we are always, there's dialogue going on in our heads, whether we're aware of it or not. And a lot of the time that's happening subconsciously. And how you consciously treat others and how you, as I said, when you, you're always conscious of the emotional responses you have to others, because that's hitting you different, you know what I mean? Like, that's coming in personally and you're like, oh, youch, that hurts. How you just treated me hurts. But we're not so much aware of how we treat ourselves every day inside of our heads. And what I want you to realize is how you're responding, your initial response to when you're being treated from a place that you don't think you deserve to be treated, is also the same response that you treat yourself when you feel that you're not acting out in a way that you're aligned with. So basically, when you let yourself down, for example, and you know, you say you're going to work out 5 days a week and you only work out three, there's going to be an emotional response there where you're probably going to be beating yourself up about it, because you're like, fuck, I said I was going to do this. I'm a lazy piece of shit. God, I'm never going to go anywhere in life. Oh my God, I'm just such an asshole. Like, that's an example of an emotional response there. And what I want you to know is that how you respond to everyone around you emotionally, and how you, the emotional responses that play out in your day-to-day life, are exactly how you treat yourself on the inside, whether you know it or not. So really put yourself there, because that's how I've done it. That's how I've been able to cultivate this place of equanimity in my emotional responses, is the acknowledgement that how I treat others is always how I treat myself. And I am in a place where I know I deserve to be treated with respect. I know I deserve to be treated with compassion, and I know I deserve to be treated well. So that, therefore, the people in my life, like, not only do they deserve that too, but I deserve that. So it's up to me to pick up my own toxic traits and my own thought patterns that don't serve me. And when it comes to, as I said, judging others and, you know, feeling these initial emotional responses of like fear, being annoyed, being irritated, pissed off, it's up to me to pinpoint them and go, shit, okay, I'm feeling pissed off right now. Let me see what my initial response is. Is it based off judgment? Most likely, yes. Have I assumed someone's situation? Yes. I would say that you've always made some form of assumption when you're judging, when you're having harsh judgments come up that result in heavy emotional responses. There's always a judgment embedded in there. So shift the judgment to something compassionate, grounded in compassion, and something that's not so polar. Because as I said, regardless of whether it's true or not, exerting yourself emotionally is just a waste of your time, and it has negative impacts on your mental health and on your relationships with other people. So that's really what I would say. Like, put yourself in their shoes. Literally remove, next time you have an experience like this happen where you are harshly judging someone else, building up resentment towards them, remove them entirely from the equation, put yourself there and objectively think about why, what would lead to you responding in such a way. And then that should aid you in being able to shift the assumptions you're making from a polarized negative stance to a stance of like, okay, I don't know the whole story. I'm going to extend compassion here, and I'm going to get the story before I make further decisions about how I'm going to act. Because I've seen people lose friends over such small things because of assumptions, because they judged each other without sitting down and going, hey, like, let me see where you're coming from. Let me see your story. And let me listen to it from a place of objectivity, not subjectivity, where we're filtering people's stories through our own ways of seeing the world. Try to eliminate that, my friend, because that is just going to cause pain. Like, that is going to cause, as I said, emotional exertion. And we don't need that shit. Our life's already hard enough. Being human is a fucking experience. Let's make it easier on ourselves. Finally, I'm going to go into the idea as well that change doesn't happen when, basically, I've never seen positive change happen when the basis is around shame, fear, hatred, ignorance, any of those things. And you're basically creating an environment when you are responding emotionally to a person, you're creating an environment for that response and for the future interactions. Because, as I said, whether you're building up resentment or not, resentment is another thing that goes hand in hand with boundaries, and I will talk about that in another episode. But for now, how you are emotionally holding a situation is the environment, which is where the response will occur, your actions will take place, and that's the environment that your friend's going to be in too. So if you're pissed off at them and you're hating on them, that's the environment. It's going to be based in hatred. It's going to be based in fear. It's going to be based in ignorance. It's going to be based in these types of things. And positive change doesn't happen when you're judging someone else based off their actions, when you don't know their circumstances. As I said, you're creating an environment which is not going to be a place where change can occur. So if I go back to the example of the friend that is refusing to pay for the half of the Uber when they said they would, if I'm just going to judge them straight away and like ghost them and go, oh, well, or just text them and go, well, that's not how I deserve to be treated. I'm not going to be paying for anything for you ever again. And as I said, you're actually not resolving anything in saying something like that. You're still building resentment because you're still holding the weight of that, what's happened to you and what you perceive to have happened to you based off your friend and their friend, your friend being the one who's the cause. So regardless of that response of going, you know, look, I'm not paying for any of your stuff anymore, you're still going to hold resentment in that friendship because nothing's been resolved. So that build up there is not only going to probably result in the end of a friendship that could have actually been fine, it could have been a one-off, but it's not going to result in change in your friend's behavior. Because, look, ultimately, as I said, like, they may have a very good reason, but pulling out of paying for something when you said you were going to still doesn't morally align with me personally. So, you know, if you don't pull them up for it in a healthy way, then they're probably going to repeat that pattern, which is not only going to hinder their friendships in the future, but it's also going to, you know, stop them from being friends with people when they actually do have a lot of value to add being in your life. So what I'm saying is, if you just do that and go, you know what, not paying for any of your shit anymore, not only do you still hold resentment towards that friend because nothing has been resolved, you may say, oh, I'm not going to let them walk on me, I'm not going to pay for your shit anymore. Like, no, you're still holding resentment, so no one's won there. But also, your friend is more likely to play out that same pattern next time they get in a place of financial pressure. They might treat you like that again because they go, oh, well, like, regardless of how I respond, my friend's not going to be there for me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's going on with them. What if they were in a place of financial burden and then you'll just shut them off like, hey, I'm not paying for your shit anymore. They're not going to want to reach out to you about anything personal. And therefore, they're going to probably decide, hey, look, regardless of how I responded there, like, I'm going to be treated like shit. So might as well just keep behaving how I am. So they're more likely to, quote unquote, reoffend and carry out behaviors that are not going to serve your friendship and your life, but also not going to serve theirs. So by being compassionate, being open and understanding, you're actually becoming a sounding board for positive change, because your friend's going to go, oh, wow, you're right. Like, how I responded, as much as I am in a place of financial burden, wasn't okay. Like, you know, what I could have done is just being honest. Like, that's the thing. Like, the reason your friend was so abrupt about not paying you is because they were embarrassed about not being able to pay you. So they put a wall up and responded like that. So what I'm saying is, you actually are going, hey, look, I'm open, I'm here, and I'm ready to hear what's going on in your life. So next time, your friend will go, hey, look, I know I said I was going to pay for this, but I'm actually struggling to pay this or do this and something's come up. And then you can have that discussion. Like, they're going to be more open with you. They're not going to have that response where they go, oh, no, not paying you, didn't hear that. Because as I said, that isn't healthy, healthy response. But you're going to play a role in changing their own, their responses to things, because now they're going to treat you with respect, because they're going to go, wow, this person's compassionate. This person's understanding. Wow, what a great person to have in your life. Like, I have never had this before. Like, you know, a lot of people haven't had that. They haven't been treated with respect and compassion in regards to responses that aren't serving them. So they're, as I said, more likely to keep on going with these negative responses. But as soon as you extend this safe place, a sounding board for learning and opening up, you're going to help reshape their patterns. That it's not only going to enhance your relationship with them and open them up more to you, so you can be more connected, because ultimately that's what we're here for, people. We all want to be connected to each other. But it's also going to implement a change in their behavior, which is going to help them. So you're going to be aiding in their own growth. They're going to go, wow, I've never felt listened to before like that, or understood like that. So they're going to be more likely to value you as well, which is what we all want. We all want to be valued. We all want to be making a positive impact. So I'm saying that your responses like this, this change, this simple change, not only positively impacts your life and how you treat yourself, because as I said, how you treat others is always how you treat yourself on every single level. And the quicker that you understand that, the quicker you'll realize that you aren't making these changes for other people. You're making these changes for you. You're being more open. You're and more understanding, because you're sick of being mad all the time. You're sick of feeling used all the time. You're sick of being upset. You're doing it for you, my friend. And in that process, you're going to enhance your friendships, your relationships, and you're going to create positive change. You're going to be of value to other people, and therefore you're going to feel valuable. Yeah, that's really the concept that I wanted to discuss today, because look, we all want to create positive change, and we all want to be in charge of our emotional responses and how we perceive the world. And this idea that I just shared with you today has been pivotal in my own growth journey. And people constantly ask me, why don't you get mad at that? Like, you know, like, and people sometimes even say, like, Tegan, you're getting walked on here. But I don't see it that way, because I'm saving my emotional energy for things that really matter. And also, as I said, I'm treating people with respect, giving them the benefit of the doubt, because I deserve that too. I deserve to be given a second chance. I deserve to be treated have compassion extended to me when I am in a place of weakness and I don't behave how I usually do. I'd fucking deserve that. So therefore, I'm going to extend that to other people, because I know that not only do they deserve that, but I deserve that. You know, it all comes back to us. So next time you have those heavy emotional responses where you find yourself going, they made me feel like this, stop yourself right there, because that response as well is a form of victimization. Whenever we think other people are responsible for our emotions, we lose that power to be able to shift the pattern where we will always, as I said, we will always feel this same response, this heavy response of anger, irritation, shame, hatred. This pattern will continue if we don't realize that we are actually in control of it. And when we're going, hey, they made me feel like this, we are subconsciously not even going to search for the source, because we're actually saying, hey, we don't have control of this. When we do, we always have control of our emotional responses. So be aware of that. And next time, as I said, next time you find yourself in a situation like this, remember this podcast, remember what I've explained in this episode, and remove the other person entirely from what has happened. Put yourself there and question. And as I said, question yourself, what would lead to me responding like this? And then reach out to your friend and be a safe place for them. And as I said, this doesn't mean that you're folding over and bowing to their knees. No, it means that you are in integrity and you are, as I said, you're treating people how they deserve to be treated and giving them that second chance. And look, you will come across people who will try to take advantage of that. But it's up to you to be aware and in your own integrity and realize when you're being taken advantage of and go, hey, look, we've had this conversation 3 times before. I understand that you're struggling. For example, back to this Uber example, I understand you're struggling financially, but you've done this 3 times now. You've said you're going to pay for something 3 times now and you haven't. And that's where you go, look, unfortunately, if you aren't able to stay in this boundary here and let me know when you can or can't afford something, I will not be able to help you. I will not be able to pay for things for you anymore. And that's just an example of money in this friendship. But if people are emotionally abusing you and are like taking advantage of your kindness, you need to be aware of it and you need to pull people up. Like, pull people up when they are not treating you how you deserve to be treated. Because a lot of the time, people aren't aware that they're treating you in a place of disrespect, or that's how they treat themselves. Also, remember that how people are responding to you are how they treat themselves too. And that's where you can extend empathy, because holy shit, if someone's treating you like shit, you can go, wow, instead of putting it on you and going, wow, this like person's an asshole, how dare they treat me like this, it can be like, you can instead change that response and be like, fuck, like, that person treats themselves like that. And that's where you can extend empathy and realize that it actually has nothing to do with you, how they're responding to you and treating you, because that's how they treat themselves. And again, that's where you can become a safe sounding board for them. So yeah, that's my episode, guys. I hope you got something out of it. Please message me, give me some feedback on this episode. And I can't wait to next episode, I'll probably touch on boundaries and resentment, because I really have been talking about that a lot in my previous episodes. But yeah, hope you got something out of it. Can't wait to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to doing my next episode next week. Thanks a lot. Bye.